Okay, before I open up, three questions, since we're on steps 4, 5, and 6, that you may want to ponder. How free do you want to be? Do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? Where do you want to spend eternity? My name is Sadiq, and by God's grace, I am a recovered alcoholic. And once again, I'd like to thank God for everything that has happened to me and allowing me to be here and sober right now. Okay, the recapping, steps 1, 2, and 3, admission and submission. The admission and submission, and what's important about step one, that I had to find the truth that I was a real alcoholic. See, only real alcoholics can recover from alcoholism. I have a book in my bag, it's called Pass It On. If you want to purchase it, you should purchase it and read page 318. That's where the third tradition, the precedent, was set. The person in that, or the character, and it's all anecdotal, these are supposes. You know, these are supposes. That's why this is a spiritual program. These are spiritual principles. If you've ever seen or heard descriptions of a spirit, what does it do? It's free floating, moves around. It's not stuck somewhere. So I ask you again to make sure you can ask your inner self, listen with your heart and not with your head. Listen with your heart and not with your head. Please, I ask you, because there's one somebody in this room and it's never failed. I've always found it in 22 years of this gift. See, I don't have 22 years. This is a gift of being away from that first drink and in the solution. I ain't been coming around for 22 years. I hear that all the time. It's just I don't identify with that. I was coming around when I was drinking. I was coming around when I was high. I was coming to then. I just don't identify with that. See, I was put in a solution right away. And by the grace of God, it's showing right now in the first step. So listening with your heart, not with your head, because my head will lie to me. And reason I'm saying pass it on, because you will find in that book what this language is. It is the language of the heart, not of the head. You will never hear any lines in there where Bob Smith said to his wife, Annie, let's keep him. We had a meeting of the minds, language of the heart. And if you have any problems with that, I'm just going to say this to you. This is not a wellspring of mental health, if no one has shared that with you. The miracle of AA, it can be a wellspring of spiritual healing. That's the miracle of AA. Now, in that third tradition, you have a man who was gay, you have a man who was black, you have a man who was homeless, you have a man who says he's a dope fiend with makeup on his face. And at that particular time, none of that was allowed in AA. None of it. But what was the question was asked? Is he a drunk? Yes. Well, then how can we keep him out? So first, if you are a narcotics addict, and I say this to anyone who was in here with doubts, if you are not an alcoholic, you cannot recover from alcoholism. You can recover from narcotic addiction. If you are an Al-Anon, and I am an Al-Anon, you can recover from the results of alcoholism. Only alcoholics can recover from alcoholism. That's what it says right there in the opening page. It says, Alcoholics Anonymous is the story of how many thousands of men and women have recovered from alcoholism. And there is benefits for all. It doesn't say all will be recovered. See, I don't read anything into it that's not there. That's my mind doing that, not my heart. And when it goes to my heart, to my mind, it hits me in the gut. Because, why? That is where he may be found, from the great reality deep down within us. In the final analysis, step 2, tradition 2, you hear that. We follow but one ultimate authority, a loving God. As he may express himself in our group conscious, he may not. And it goes back to the first step again. You got to find the grounding as well as the first tradition for some unity, some harmony. Am I a causer of confusion in my best moments rather than that of harmony? And usually when I'm coming to you with my head and information, that's when I am. This is not an informational joint. Information never got to kept me sober. I have a college degree, political science major, psych minor. Didn't get or keep me sober. Political science, if you go to any college, that's pre-law. There's a course you take in pre-law called semantical jargon. What does that mean? I spin words, it's the same thing, but I spin them so I make myself look good. Why am I saying this? We're getting to the fourth step. Causes and conditions. Pride, anger, gluttony, lust, envy, and sloth. You'll find that in the 12 and 12 on page 48. And that has to bring me back to the third step. Why? This is the how and why of it. First of all, we had to quit playing God. Third step proposition on page 62. Why? Because the first step says once again, I had to fully concede to my innermost self that I am an alcoholic. See, I left that open last week. The delusion connects into the third step again. That I ever was or presently may be like other people has to be smashed. So whenever I'm taking an inventory, I have to see where I'm at right now. Right now. My first sponsor used to say 51% of this is hindsight. Hindsight. The first four step I took by the grace of God, by the grace of God, was based upon the foundation in the first step that I can drink. See, if I ever lose sight of that, if I'm a real alcoholic, that I can drink, it tells me that on page 33. I'm not saying not drinking, and I'm saying don't drink and make meetings. Listen with your heart, please. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying I can drink because I'm a real alcoholic, and I drink no matter what. And what is a drink to me today? Pride, anger, gluttony, lust, envy, and sloth, or sloth. Because I can be drunk without a drink. Because I am Dr. Jekyll. And who is Dr. Jekyll? He's Mr. Hyde. And that's a fictitious story, but I identify with it. Because if you've ever seen that movie or read the book, Mr. Hyde comes out without a drink. And he comes out more ferocious without a drink than with one. Because with a drink, I can go to sleep. Without a drink, I'm driven by 100 forms of what? Self-delusion, because they're based in fear. There goes that delusion again. See, I was taught when I opened one page of this book, it's connected to all of it. Why? Because my very life depends upon taking direction. Real simple. An undisciplined alcoholic. Well, you find that in the first step. What does it say? It says on page 29 in the 12 and 12, who cares to admit complete defeat? Practically no one. Well, who am I admitting complete defeat to? God, myself, and if I ask a sponsor to help me, another human being. See, the fifth step was in play before I even knew what the first step was. I don't debate that. That's my experience. That's not a cause for debate. If you're there, you're there. If you're not, you're not. Listen with your heart. Listen with your heart. The fifth tradition was in play. That's how AA started. With the fifth step in the fifth tradition. What's the exact nature of my wrongs? Defiance. See, the group I belong to is in the same church where I took my first drink. By the grace of God, I can look on that in the first fourth step. The first fourth step, 10 years old, and I picked it up because the priest said, don't drink. Of course I was going to drink then. And I didn't get drunk. Defiance, not reliance. I said last week when I was 14, normal passed me then. Because at 14, my oldest sister died 5 minutes after talking to me from a pulmonary embolism in the house that I live in now that I inherited from my parents in an ottoman chair out in Ohio. They call it a Davenport. And I could trace in that first four step, it just took off. Just took off. Right became wrong. Wrong became right. Told me to do something, I went the other way and laughed at you. I remember the negative things. When I was smoking cigarettes, negative things, defiance, listening with my head, talking to you with these thoughts, these lies, the movie in my head. I'm smoking cigarettes, somebody would come up to me and heaven help you if you were shorter than me. Because they tell me those things are going to kill you. And I light up. Yeah, it's going to stump my growth too, right? Think about it. Defiance, not reliance. You were telling me something truthful. I come at you with my head. I got some knowledge. I got some master's courses. See, before I took the minor of psychology, the minor I had in college was Western Civ Religions. And see, that's the debating society, because I used to always wait for people from different religions to come on campus so I could point out what was wrong with what they said. Pride, anger, gluttony, envy, lust, sloth or sloth, tomato, tomato, however you say. I never, ever, ever wanted to look and see what was right. That's what it tells me in our big book. Look to see where religious people are right. Where's the glass half full? A real alcoholic will try to see the glass half empty and continue to drink. I can't drink. I can't. So what did I have to do? Causes and conditions. We set these down on paper. Well, what was the condition? Because the fourth column is the whole ball of wax. You can play games with the other three. The fourth column is the whole ball of wax. What was the condition? Unfit spiritual condition. Period. Or as my Uncle Sam would say, period. Don't get any more complicated or greater than one. And that's from my sponsor. My brother would condense that as I do. And Fatima Muhammad would always say, it doesn't get any more profounder than one. So what's the profound part? I could not accept who was in the blink of an eye. Blink of an eye. I lost God. Never says God is lost in our big book. One who has all knowledge and all power, how can he get lost? Well, if you believe she wouldn't have all knowledge and all power, I lost him. That's what's meant by a house cleaning. He's right inside of me. These things had to be cleaned up. If you've ever had a watch or a doll or some keys and you left it on your bed and you threw the clothes on top of it, you didn't lose those things. You didn't lose those things. The clothes were on top of them. You have to clean it up. Find God right now. Not tomorrow. Right now. So what happened? How it works. Our stories disclose in a general way what we were like, what happened, how we are right now. What happened? The fifth step, sharing all of that with a sponsor. It's called freedom. Freedom from bondage of self. What did I have to do? I'm doing it in a general way. That's the first fourth step. Went home, went over the first five proposals. Was my foundation firm? Was the cement firm in that foundation? Were my stones in place? What are the stones? Cornerstone, second step, keystone, third step. Right there at the bottom of page 74. What's the foundation, the first step? Did I tell the truth? Am I a real alcoholic? Because alcohol was never my problem. That's why the drinking problem has been solved. It was never my problem. I wasn't my problem. I hear that all the time. I wasn't, because if I can be the problem, that means I can be the solution. No. No human power, not even me. As the old saying, if I ain't God, nobody else is either. You did to me what I did to me, I'd get rid of you. But I can connect into the solution. It's like standing in front of the air conditioner, waiting to get that cool air. We just had that heat wave, right? Wow, I'm not getting it. Did you plug it in? Did you turn it on? I had to connect into the solution. God, the problem was removed because I found out what the problem was. Defiance, reliance became a necessary part of my life every day in every way. And what did that make me do? Become willing to have all these defects of character removed. I found out what the perfect release of alcoholism was. Guard myself and another human being. It ain't rocket science. But I can make it that way because I'm a real rocket scientist. But it doesn't get any more complicated or greater than one. One who has all power, that one is God. I must find him right now. Second fourth step. I've heard some people say their line of sponsorship, they don't take any more fourth step. That's not my experience. You'll read it in the histories, Dr. Bob, and which comes from my line of sponsorship, by the grace of God, semi-annual house cleaning. 10-step is a daily thing, not a semi-annual. That's my experience, huh? Can't tell anybody. I cannot interpret what anybody else is living. That's why I say, listen with your heart, because if you're interpreting what I'm saying, you're not getting what I'm saying. If you want to know what I'm saying, ask me after the meeting. You know what I mean? That's all. It's just real simple. That's too simple, right? Now, second, my mother died November 8th, 1992. Weddings and funerals, right? I never did any of this stuff sober. That's the old saying, if you haven't done it sober, you haven't done it. And all the stuff that I heard, all the stuff that I saw, It's amazing I got out of there, not with not drinking, because that ain't the solution. It's amazing I got out of there and went to guard, didn't kill anybody. Because you had people, my aunts, good intentions galore, were trying to take the place of my mother. I was too wounded inside. I had to share that with my sponsor. Causes and conditions. I was in unfit spiritual condition. Third, fourth step that I took. Third one. It happened when I broke up with somebody. Relationships. I don't know about you, I drank over everything. Or nothing. The movie in my head. Well, I'm not coming to you with my head, I'm coming to you with my heart. You're going to try and get into this with your head. Have a great time. Have a great time. Have some fun. What is fun? The first three letters in funeral. Have some fun. But we're not a glum lot, right? We can laugh. Why? Because we have recovered. We have been given the power to help others. Real simple. That's why I have to go to that knowledge and that power. One who has all knowledge. Receive inspiration, direction, and contemplation. Or pondering, which means prayer and meditation. Fourth step. It happened when my father died. Once again, I have never done any of this stuff sober. Not ever before. I had to do a real house cleaning, because again, why? Why are they saying this? Why? It's not why they said it, it's why I reacted or responded to it. It's all about what did I do, not what anyone else did. They could have done a whole bunch of stuff. I got to live with me more than you got to live with me. And if I ain't living right with me, you don't want to be around me, because I don't want to be around me. Because I am restless, irritable, discontented, easily annoyed, equals what? Never satisfied. Pride, anger, gluttony, envy, lust, and sloth or sloth. And their cousins, and their uncles, and their grandchildren, everything that goes with it. That's who I am. I'm a real alcoholic. I drink no matter what. And when I say that, I do some crazy stuff without a drink or can. That's why it's important for a house cleaning. Fourth step. My brother passed away August 1st, 2005. One of the greatest years of my life. Year before that, I lost my firstborn son. He died in my hands. March 15th of 2004. He was born 1 minute and he died. I have a birth and a death certificate for him. I did a 10-step on that day. Didn't do a 4-step. Wasn't truly out of sorts. Guard myself and another human being. It works. It really does. Not a theory. It's not a theory. It's through the experience of the experience that I find God. Right now. When my brother died, and there was a whole lot of stuff that went on. That was the best year of my life. I saw my second-born son, who's 6 years old. I saw him come out of his mother. And we almost lost him. His mother had a heart attack a week and a day after he was born. Had to take care of both of them. But that was great. I'm sober. Making a whole bunch of money. Everything's going okay. 3 months later, July 28th, 2005, my brother comes downstairs. I had been up all night taking care of my son. He says, "Sadiq, I can't see." In the blink of an eye, he was out. We lived together and out of the house in his car. I never saw him again out of a coma. We spoke. Shows you how much power I had. That's why it's about accepting what goes on. That's the key. Accepting what goes on in me more than what goes on in you. And some things happened prior to that that I see now. I just showed you the book. My brother gave me that book right before he passed away. I see it now. My sponsor said 51% of this is hindsight. My first sponsor. There was a meeting in a place, Rosedale, Springfield. Three people in that meeting are no longer here with us, and they died within a day and a week of each other. Jay, Buddy, and my brother. I spoke at Buddy's funeral. Jay's funeral was the day before my brother. I couldn't make that. Just couldn't. Wasn't spiritually fit for that. Last meeting my brother was able to make in AA was our home group. That's a Wednesday night, 27th of July. July 26th was a Tuesday, excuse me if I said 27th. And he looked a little bit tired, and we talked after the meeting when we went home. because he was my best friend, man. And we were just so happy that we had another male in our family, nothing against females, who hadn't been born in almost 50 years, my son. Didn't hear from my brother. Our sponsor was in town. My thinking was that he was up there hanging out with my sponsor, didn't call. July 29th, we have your brother here, so-and-so-and-so. Is he homeless? What? Social worker with the housing authority. Had a whole bag of AA material with him. He had changed his clothes from his suit and tie to his street clothes. Something happened. I don't know what. Because I signed for all of his ID when I got to the hospital. Had my name on the card as next of kin. See, I heard stories from others in these rooms. This is where this fourth step is going. And he was on the train and they stole his ID. And that's how he got into the hospital. All someone had to do was ask me. See, I was taught, and it's reinforced when I'm sober, when someone passes away, you don't go there to pay respects to the dead. You pay respects to the family. The dead are no longer going to be tortured by this life. Anything is not going to hurt them. If you cannot be kind and loving to the family, don't go! Because then there goes the selfishness, self-centeredness. That's what I did at Buddy's funeral. May he rest in peace. They were the person just starting to come up and ask the family what they want you to say at the funeral, man. You know, simple. Ask a question. So at my brother's funeral, we were there. Rob was there. Derek was there. Derek stayed out of the graveyard. Some people were just totally out. You know, just totally out, man. It just went crazy. You know, I had to stop one guy from talking about the fifth chapter at my brother's funeral, man. You know, my whole neighborhood, that's why you talk about anonymity. My whole neighborhood knows I'm in AA now. You know, you know, my whole family, here's a little anecdote about that. My brother-in-law's father had a 90th birthday party. And this is my family. No one knew I was in AA until after my brother's funeral. And they were toasting him. And they said, well, let's everybody toast who can drink. And they all looked at me. I said, yeah, I can't drink. Yeah. See, that's okay. I'm not ashamed of that anymore. I'm a member of AA. That's cool. I can't drink. And I am loving it because I didn't do it. This is a gift from God. So that fifth step with my sponsor, Fatima Muhammad, was, why is this going on? She said, and what I just shared with you, she said, Sadiq, this is not a wellspring of mental health. But it can be a wellspring of spiritual healing, because I was taking people's inventories. Everybody who I believe would not break anonymity in that funeral parlor did. Because I guess maybe, they didn't know how to behave in that moment. That's why it's important to find God right now. I'm glad I didn't do it. Because I had to stay sober, take care of my 3-month-old son, take care of my estranged wife now, but we were together then, who had had a heart attack 3 months before that. Ask God to keep me reasonably happy. This life, long form of the serenity prayer, and the expectation of being supremely happy. So all three of those steps, part of the confession steps, 4 through 7 are the confession. And 6 kind of goes along with 7. Because what I had to find out is when I start playing God, I usually am getting on my knees praying to God. Humbly. Asking him to remove the shortcoming. What's the shortcoming again? Defiance. Not reliance. Because I am a real alcoholic. I drink no matter what. And it's called cooperating with God. Like the 6th tradition. I'm cooperating with God. Why? Because my very life depends upon it. Real simple. And usually when I cooperate with God, it's because I'm doing good works with someone he made. Not doing bad works. Not coming at you with my head. Because if I'm coming at you with my head, I'm actually coming at you with this. Know about you? If I'm coming at you with this, I'm coming at you with love. And I'm sharing the story I'm blessed to have. See, the story I'm blessed to have is like fingerprints. Because if your face comes up when my fingerprints get scanned, I got a lot of unfinished business. And if my face comes up when your fingerprints get scanned, you got a lot of unfinished business. All have different fingerprints, but I can identify that you have them. not the same as mine. So that's where I get out of the comparing job. Comparing means I know better than God about his handiwork. I do not. I don't know nothing about nothing. It's the experience of the experience that helps me to even stand here right now. What does it mean to me? I remember somebody telling me, that's not what it means. That's not what it means to me. What does it mean to me? I can't drink. It doesn't ever get any more complicated or greater than one. What does it ask me to do? Especially the fifth step, especially the sixth step, especially the fourth step. Be available to God. And he will be available to me, and I will be available to someone else either to get help from or to help. How does it help to keep me sober? See, I put the steps and traditions together. See, I had one way passed on where the step was, what does the step mean to me? What does it ask you to do? What does this tradition mean to you? How does it help to keep you sober? And the man, one of my sponsors, Eugene Everett Harris, always said, that's why listening is an art form. If I'm listening with my heart, find a way to pass it on. The nuances can come from you. Because they used to call him Mr. 5, 6, 7, and 2. And I used to say, Gene, is anybody listening to you when you say your sponsor told you they wrote a book about you? In 19, he didn't say they wrote 5, 6, 7 about you. He said they wrote a book about you. I had to learn to listen and listen to learn with my heart. So I wouldn't interpret your story. I would identify with it. You can't interpret mine. This is from God. As it says on page 29. And what is 2 and 9 equal? 11. What does 11 say? We sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him. I don't understand him, because if I understood him, I could tell you why my brother left the house July 28th and never came back. I had to accept that. Praying only for his knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And the 11th tradition, we follow a program of attraction rather than promotion. And what that short form, I don't believe my press clippings. This is God. How can I be a personality in an anonymous program? So how does it help to keep me sober? Lets me know there is one who has all power. I'm not him. Has all knowledge too. And he has the answer and he is the solution. If you're a real alcoholic, and you must, I must, and we must find him right now. Thank you for letting me share.